This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Yesterday I talked about greed, and I'm going to talk about it again today. Not a very nice topic, is it? But who hasn't been guilty of greed? I know I have. Greed is basically a form of wanting. It's wanting, sure, but it's wanting more and more and more. And I think we should realize that greed is one of the most socially acceptable sins in our culture. It's very much part of our world. Look at much of our media. They lead more and more of us to live in this state of wanting more and more and more, which does, in fact, often lead us to buy more and more. Reminds me of the old Dennis the Menace cartoon, where Dennis is looking through a Christmas toy catalogue and he said, "You know, this catalogue's got a lot of toys I didn't even know that I wanted." Now, many of us think like that, but we might say, well, look, I'm not very rich, so really, greed is not going to be a problem for me. But that's not quite right. All of us, no matter what tax bracket we fit into, suffer from greed, because greed is very deceptive, because it promotes happiness, but it always leaves us wanting, which is why Andrew Carnegie, at one time was the world's second richest man, was asked the question, how much money is enough? And he said, well, just a little bit more. Did you know that God wants us to avoid greed? Because he knows that wanting is an endless search for joy that fades, like a dog chasing its tail. Greedy people never quite catch lasting joy. Yesterday, I read from Luke 12:15, and it said, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, because a man's life does not consist of the abundance of his possessions." And that's what God says to us. I think it's true, greed does deceive us, because what does it do? Greed promises that material well-being will deliver more than more material. I mean, greed lies to us. It delivers much more than material well-being. It doesn't deliver everything that we need. Greed tells us if we get what we don't have, you know, if we get what we desire, we'll be happy. It'll make you happy. But the problem is that we never learn this lesson. It's not true. When the thrill fades, we just yearn for another big thing, hoping that'll bring happiness. And so that process goes over and over again. I recall watching on TV the film called The Aviator. It's the story of billionaire Howard Hughes. And actually, Howard Hughes is a perfect case study of what greed can do. He had this obsession to have more. He wanted more and more, more fame. So he went to Hollywood. He became a filmmaker. He became a star. He wanted more thrills. He built and piloted the fastest aircraft in the world. He wanted power. So he wove his political favors with the US presidents. So Howard Hughes wanted more and more. And yet this man tragically ended his life starving. You know, he lived in a dark room. His teeth were black and rotten. He lived in darkness, and he spent most of his time watching old movies and drinking soup. He was so lonely that he talked on the phone for 10 hours a day. And when Howard Hughes died, the newscasters reported that he only weighed 43 kilograms. So, very sad indeed. His life showed the truth of an old Latin proverb. It says, "He who covets is always poor." The Bible says people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. That's 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. So that's Jesus was sort of saying, well, look out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, because he said a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. So has greed actually done that for you? What about your priorities? It can make us care more about furniture and things and popularity and big salaries and things like that. And those unrepeatable moments of life, for example, the birth of a child or becoming a grandfather or a grandmother for the first time, these are very important things. They're far more important than other things. The great danger we have, of course, is that greed can actually push us out of a relationship with God, and that is indeed a very unfortunate thing. Well, Heavenly Father, we know that you've asked us to love everyone. That's not easy, Lord. Sometimes a resentment can build up. But, Lord, help us not to be greedy. Help us to be satisfied with what you've given. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.